Head kuulajad, see oli James McMillani heliteos ja tema muusika kõlab ka täna õhtul Estonia kontserdisaalis. Käisin kolmapäeval proovis ja sain ka Sir James McMillaniga veidi vestelda. Sel tänasel kontserdil tuleb esiettekandele tema viies sümfoonia ja ta ise on ka dirigendi puldis.
Usually when somebody is playing or conducting music, then we say they're interpreting music. But now when you are conducting your own symphony, you're a creator of this music. So somewhere you are creating it every time again and again.
That's right. I mean, I didn't conduct the first performances and recording of this piece. Harry Christophers did that. But I've always wanted to conduct it myself. I love it when other conductors conduct music, of course. But when it comes to me, my turn to conduct a work like this, and this is the second time I've conducted the symphony, I can bring something of my own interpretation. There is no right or wrong interpretation, and I love it when others express their own personality and musicianship through my music. But there is it's a great delight. I can't deny it when I eventually get to interpret my own music like this.
Writing it, were you thinking about the 16th vocal abilities?
Well, I was very much thinking about the 16, and the first performances were given by the 16, who were the chamber choir, and then their training academy, Genesis 16, or alumni from their young academy of singers, who were all trained in the 16 way. Kim Porter, for example, our alto solo, is a member of the 16, so she sang in the first performances as well back in the United Kingdom. So yes, the 16 are my friends. Harry Christopher is a great friend of mine. I had them in mind, but a composer always hopes that the music travels and grows and goes to other ensembles, and I'm delighted that that's happening. And it's astonishing to hear these choirs. These Estonian choirs are famous throughout the world, and it's a great privilege to be able to work with them.
So is it correct to say that your Fifth Symphony is kind of inspired of the mystery of the Holy Spirit?
I've always been interested in these things, and the literature of the past and the Bible, of course, but lots of more recent reflections point us in the direction of something very mysterious. But there's not very much in music or the arts generally which reflects on it. Maybe it's just too difficult. Of course, there's the big Mahler Symphony that we all know. So I began to think, well, is there something I could do that could explore it and tease it out? So I have used some biblical and scriptural texts, but there's some poetry there by St. John of the Cross, and sometimes just sounds, the sounds of the choir breathing in and out, and the sound of the words, the Hebrew words for breath, the ancient Greek words for living water, the Latin, ancient Greek and Hebrew for fire, all the things that one associates with the Holy Spirit. So there's a lot there in history, musical history and artistic history that we can look to. A composer now can look to this as well. This is, artists have used images of reality to try to understand them. Fire, water, breath. What is there in that that can make a piece of music?
With your Fifth Symphony, you will play Aropart's La Sindone and Britten's Sinfonia da Requiem. So,
well, I've always had a great love of the music of Arvo Pärt, and I've got to know him on occasions. I conducted one of his pieces here some years ago, and I've met him in Glasgow, in Scotland, in the past. And people love his music all over the world, and he's a great genius. He's one of the great composers of our age. When you hear a bar of music, a measure of Arvo Pärt's music, you're immediately brought into his world, and you recognise that this is the music of only one person. Only one person could make this music, and that's a unique achievement in any age, but especially in our own age. My symphony has a religious theme, of course, and then the Benjamin Britten piece has a kind of memory of the Requiem Aeternum about it, although it's orchestral music, it's not vocal. So I needed something that perhaps connected with these two pieces. And La Sindone, which is a kind of reflection on the Turin Shroud and that aspect of the mystery of Christ, seemed the perfect addition and the perfect way to start the concert.
So two mystical pieces, and then also Britten's Sinfonia da Requiem.
Yes, this is a strange piece in many ways, but it's a very beautiful and powerful piece. He wrote it in the 1940s. It was either just before the war or during the war, so you can feel the music is redolent of an age of anguish, but it's dedicated to his parents who had died before that, and you can feel the personal anguish, but I think you can feel the kind of the tread of civilizational collapse, a composer writing about a world collapsing round about him in World War II.
So I think that's also a kind of hint to what is going on now in the world.
Well, I mean, some things don't change, and the encouraging thing is that in moments, historical moments of great trouble, composers still keep writing music, and musicians keep making music. Artists want to make art, even in the most difficult time when we're on the edge of the abyss. And Benjamin Britten showed us that, composers writing in the Second World War, in the First World War. And as we approach an age of uncertainty again, we need to keep going, and composers in our own time in the 21st century need to make music for this new age of uncertainty.
Nii rääkis dirigent ja helilooja Sir James McMillan, kelle viies sümfoonia kõlab täna õhtul Estonia kontserdisaalis. Selle sümfoonia kandis esimest korda ette dirigent Harry Christophers koos oma kammerkooriga The 16, ja nemad tegid ka selle teose salvestuse. McMillan ütleb, et talle meeldib, kui seda teost esitavad teised. Tema jaoks on tänane kontsert teine kord oma sümfooniat juhatada ja siis ta saab seda tõlgendada omal viisil. McMillan kirjutas selle teose, pidades silmas küll koori The 16 vokaalseid võimeid. Harry Christophers on tema hea sõber. Ka üks tänaseid soliste, Alt Kim Porter, on 16 laulja, aga muidugi loodab iga helilooja, et tema teos kasvab ja rändab maailmas ringi, leides uusi esitajaid, ja ta ütleb, et on suur au, et täna esitavad seda maailmakuulsad Eesti koorid. McMillan on alati olnud huvitatud vaimulikest nähtustest, ajaloolisest kirjandusest ja piiblist, aga ka uuematest kirjutistest, mis osutavad püha vaimu saladuslikkusele. Aga ei muusikas ega kunsti valdkonnas laiemalt ei ole just liiga palju teoseid, mis oleksid selle teemaga tegelenud, erandiks muidugi see Mahleri sümfoonia. Nii siis Macmillan tahtis just sel teemal midagi luua. Ta on kasutanud sümfoonias mõningaid liturgilisi ja piiblitekste, näiteks Ristia Johannesest, aga ta on kasutanud ka teatavaid kõlasid, nagu näiteks koori sisse ja välja hingamise helid. Samuti on seal näiteks kuulda heebreakeelset sõna hingeõhk, vana kreekakeelset sõna elava vee kohta, ladina, vana kreeka ja heebreakeelseid termineid, mis käivad tule kohta, et nii siis kõike seda, mis seostub püha vaimuga. Oma viienda sümfoonia kõrval juhatab James Macmillan täna õhtul ka Arvo Pärdi teost La Sindone. See pealkiri tähendab Suri lina. Ta on alati väga armastanud Arvo Pärdi muusikat. Heliloojad on kohtunud nii Glasgow's Šotimaal kui ka Eestis, kui Macmillan on juhatanud tema teoseid. Macmillan ütleb, et Pärt on geenius, meie aja suurimaid heliloojaid, kel muusikat armastatakse üle kogu maailma. Kuuldes vaid üht takti tema muusikast, tunneta kohe ära ja oled sisenenud tema helimaailma. See on erakordne saavutus eriti praegusel ajal. La Sindone sai kontserdikava valitud seetõttu, et Kristuse surilina käsitlev teos sobib hästi alustama kontserti, kus on siis kõrvuti tema enda religioosse alatooniga sümfoonia ja Britteni Requiem sümfoonia. See viimane on kummaline teos mitmes mõttes. Kõigepealt on see lihtsalt üks väga võjum ja võimas teos, mis on kirjutatud 40-ndatel, nii et selles muusikas on kuulda sõja ja ängistust, aga pühendatud on see Britteni lahkunud vanematele, nii et seal on tunda ka tema isiklikku valu. Samuti ka helilooja püüet kirjeldada maailma, mis on kokku kukkumas teises maailmasõjas. Mõned asjad paraku ei muutu, aga julgustav on, et ka kohutavatel ajaloolistel hetkedel, kui me oleme hävingu äärel, kirjutavad heliloojad uut muusikat, kunstnikud tunnevad soovi luua. Benjamin Britten on sellest hea näide ja ka praegusel 21. sajandil ebakindlus ajastul peame me muusikat kirjutama. Tema sümfoonia on siis niisiis koorisümfoonia. Ja seal osalevad ka solistid. Järgnevalt kuuleme me intervjuud Ameerika-Saksa soprani Angela Lauren Browniga, kes käis muide Eestis alles hiljuti augustikuus, kui Birgitta festivalil esietendus Macmillani kammerooper Halastus. Ja nüüd on ta siis tagasi, et laulda Macmillani viiendat sümfooniat. See kõik paneb kohe mõtlema, et kas tegemist on omamoodi James Macmillani ihuinterpreediga. Aga Andrea räägib, et Macmillani muusikaga on tegelikult teda kokku viinud hoopis Eesti, Tõnu Kaljuste ja samuti siis Arvo Pärdi muusika esitamine.
Yeah, last time Estonian audience could hear you and see you was in August on Birgitta Festival when you were singing Sir James Macmillan's chamber opera Clemency. And now you are back here in Estonian Concert Hall to sing James Macmillan's Fifth Symphony, first time in Estonia actually. And one may assume you must have really special attachment to Sir Macmillan's music.
Ah, yes. Well, thank you. It's a funny connection because actually it's through Estonia that I am anyway connected to him, through Tono Kaljuste. So I have a long, long, many years working with him and working with the choir here, working as a soloist here, as well as for Arvo Pärt when we had big celebrations for his music. So I love coming here. I love coming to Tallinn. And when I was asked then to sing Sir James Macmillan's Clemency, I was delighted because, you know, it really hadn't been done much yet. So we're like pioneers of his music, and he was quite excited, and when we did it, the audience really loved it so much that Tano said immediately, this is really great, we must do this again and make recording, and James was immediately excited about the idea, which of course as a singer you're quite excited that someone wants you to keep singing their piece, so it was lovely.
We have already saying that he or she is a Arvo Pärt singer. Is there also a Macmillan's music singer?
That's a very interesting question, and as I was so honored to go with him to see the Arvo Pärt Centrum, you know, we went out to the center, we were given a tour, and I was imagining that day, you know, Paul Hillier singing Arvo Pärt's music and back directing it from the get-go, and I was thinking about this connection anyway through the early music scene of singing, the way that we sing and sing early spiritual music, and the way that you sing James's music is very similar, and so I just realized that James James and Arvo both have amazing background of spirituality and religion and beautiful attention to text, and how any singer who would be already doing that well in the music of Arvo Pärt would definitely be able to bring that to James's music. It's just such, it's a connection, an inner connection to the meaning of the text, I think, is the way I see it.
Thinking about clemency, it's quite demanding for a singer. I think there are not many sopranos who could do this so brilliantly as you did.
Thank you. It is true. And I believe, though, that I could say equally, in terms of range, Arvo's music is also exactly like this. So when I sang When Sarah Was 90 Years Old from Arvo, you sing as a soprano soloist, the low A below the staff up to a high C. And in James's music, it is also very similar expectation, maybe you could say, that a soprano is going to bring that crystal clear sound in the lower register as well as the higher. And that's definitely not something that every singer will want to tackle.
But now in the Fifth Symphony,
it's just unbelievable beauty. And again, I was so struck by, you sing these words, Mayim Chayim, that comes out of the whole original, back before any time began. You know, people knew the amazing element of water, and that water is cleansing and it's good for our soul and not just for us, and that it's such an amazing essence and thing that we have to refer back to. Without water, we can't live. And that's this amazing just beauty that just sprues out in this music. It just comes directly. He uses all these little elements with ornamentation for the voice, where you're singing a bit like you're away in a mosque somewhere in some far off beautiful in Istanbul or something, and then suddenly it springs up like a spring would, a water spring, with a high note and a beauty just coming out and flowing down in this. So I think he really thinks about these elemental things in his compositions and tries to write for the voice in a way that's maybe seemingly instrumental but actually just very essential.
Andrea Lauren Brown rääkis, et esitada Macmillani kammerooperit Halastus oli samuti väga põnev. Seda ei ole veel väga palju mängitud, ja ka Tõnu Kaljustele meeldis see ettekanne väga. Tal tekkis isegi mõte seda salvestada, nii et nii esitajad kui helilooja on sellest teemast väga põnevil. Andrea rääkis veel, et ta käis tutvamas Arvo Pärdi keskusega ja kujutles, kuidas Paul Hillier võiks seal juhatada Arvo Pärdi muusikat. Tema arvates on varase kirikumuusika ja Macmillani muusika laulmine üsna sarnased. Ja samas Arvo Pärti ja Macmillanit ühendab vaimne taust, usk ja kaunikesti suur tähelepanu tekstile. Kes vähegi suudab laulda Pärdi muusikat, suudab laulda ka Macmillani oma, sest teksti tähendus on nende ühenduslüliks. Samas on näiteks Macmillani halastuse vokaalpartii küllaltki nõudlik, vähemalt saara osa, mida Andrea esitas. Ullatuse mõttes toob Andrea näiteks Arvo Pärdi laulu, kui saara oli 90-aastane. Macmillani viies sümfoonia on Andrea sõnul täis uskumatud ilu. Näiteks see, kuidas ta käsitleb elavat vett. Vesi, mis on meile tõesti elamiseks hädavajalik. Vahepeal sa võid kuulda mõnda nooti purskamas kõrgele, nii nagu seda teeb allikas, ja siis voolab see taas alla poole. Macmillan kirjutab häälele nii, et kuulates võib see tunduda instrumentaalne, aga tegelikult on see lihtsalt väga oluline ja vajalik. Nii siis Andrea Lauren Brown astub täna õhtul lavale Estonia kontserdisaalis, ja sellel kontserdil kõlavad peale Macmillani viienda sümfoonia veel ka Britteni Sinfonia da Requiem ja samuti Arvo Pärdi teos La Sindone surilina, mis on siis inspireeritud Kristuse surilinast, mida aegajalt ka rahvale näidatakse mõned korrad sajandis. Ja nüüd me kuulamegi seda sama teost, Arvo Pärdi La Sindone, aga seekord siis on dirigendi puldis Tõnu Kaljuste, mängib Eesti Riiklik Sümfooniaorkester.